Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Hey, listen, the police state is here. Now, there's a way to fix it. I'm long on the United States, but the police state's here. It's here right now. The Biden administration's taking the mask off. But having said that, I'm optimistic. I am optimistic about the United States and long in the United States, but I'm not optimistic about now, about the short term before this election. And I'm sorry if that's not your type of show. I don't know what to tell you. And I'm not optimistic. I don't want to fake optimism because, ladies and gentlemen, if I'm anxious, you should be anxious. And if anxiety promotes action, like getting out and voting, knocking on doors, running for office yourself and supporting liberty-oriented candidates, then you know what? That's what I need to do. I don't need to tell you everything's going to be good and delicious tomorrow morning because it's not. We got to do something about it. And the thing that worries me the most with less than 60 days to vote now in the midterms is, folks, the police state is here. We must stop the metastasizing FBI, DOJ, Biden administration, police state. We are now completely third world. We are not even remotely attached to a law enforcement intel swamp in D.C. that's actually doing law enforcement and intel. Not even remotely. The FBI, DOJ, and I believe a lot of intel agencies right now, their management leadership has been entirely, completely corrupted. The Biden-Garland police state is here. The mask has come off. Folks, how do you explain this? Washington Examiner, Trump confidants targeted as the DOJ ratchets up January 6th investigation with 40 subpoenas.
Tyranny.
You're damn freaking right, tyranny. And we said it yesterday. Tyrants do tyranny and they do it well. Folks, I'm going to play some video from Tucker coming up in a minute. I want to know a couple things first, though. I warned you a long time ago that the January 6th investigation has nothing to do with January 6th and everything to do with weaponizing the FBI and DOJ that are now completely lost as a political tool of the Democrat Party to intimidate political opponents. Let me just restate something. And you'll hear from Tucker again in a minute in this clip. It's about a minute plus. It's a pretty decent clip. It's worth your time. You live in what used to be a constitutional republic. You have a big R God-given right to speak freely. Listen to me. You have a big R God-given right to speak freely. If you believe the 2020 election was stolen, fleeced, there was malfeasance, there was misfeasance, there was a little fraud, there was a lot of fraud, you speak out. You live in a free country, damn it. And there's nothing the FBI or the DOJ can do to take away your rights. They can scare you. They can arrest you. But if you stand strong, they can't stop you. What are they going to do? Put duct tape over your mouth? I get it. There's a penalty for all this, folks. Well, Dan, if I speak out, I could be next. Folks, I could be next. You have any idea how many texts and messages I've got from close friends? I kid you not, who said to me, hey, has the FBI knocked on your door yet? You realize this is how crazy it is. We now live in a North Korea type police state where friends of mine who are supporters of Donald Trump are not, you don't understand, they're not just like mildly anxious. They are expecting an FBI knock on their door. You wonder why that poll. Do you agree with the statement Roger Stone said that the FBI is Biden's Gestapo and something like 59% of people agree. Why is that? A couple of things. One, I'm not scared, and I know my friends aren't either. They're anxious. They're not scared.
More in a minute, but first.
If you ever get nauseous, you'll do whatever it takes to feel normal again. Relief Band has an A-plus rating in the Better Business Bureau and over 100,000 satisfied customers, so you know they're a brand you can trust. I trust them. Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that's been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, it's what I used it for, and more. Whether you need everyday relief or just an occasional cure, their patented technology makes feeling sick a thing of the past. It's like the name says, Relief Band is legitimately a band you wear on your wrist to give you relief from nausea. You can change the intensity depending on how you're feeling to make it stronger or weaker. I used Relief Band. It got me through chemotherapy. It worked like a charm every single time. Thanks, Relief Band. If you want the band that actually works at relieving your nausea, check out Relief Band. We've got an exclusive offer just for Bongino Brief listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code DAN, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So head to Relief Band, R-E-L-I-E-F-B-A-N-D, reliefband.com, and use our promo code DAN for 20% off plus free shipping.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Folks, the FBI, after this midterm election, ladies and gentlemen, a serious conversation has to be had about disbanding this now completely broken agency. No attachment to its mission. I'm laughing at the fidelity, bravery, integrity thing. A lot of good agents. Again, I don't stereotype it. They do. I work with some of them. I'm sure there are guys out in the Omaha office and stuff doing bank robbery cases who have no attachment to DC at all and don't even have anything to blow the whistle on because they're not there. They don't know anything about these weaponized investigations out of D.C. I accept that. The agency is broken. It must be disbanded. Listen to me. Take the funding, bump the funding, bump it 10%. Take the agents that have committed to the mission, disperse them over various federal agencies, break up the mission, and give it to other agencies. This agency is broken. It is done. It's finished. Christopher Wray should be fired immediately. He's now worse than Jim Comey. You think Christopher Wray, why isn't he threatening to resign? Where are agents threatening to resign? Where are more whistleblowers? Supposedly 20 or 40 or something came forward, according to Jim Jordan. Why is Christopher Wray knowingly partaking in being the first police state operator of the FBI? Full police state. Comey, we were 3/4 of the way there. What is Christopher Wray still doing in this job? What's he doing? Let me answer the question for you, Joe. The reason Christopher Wray is still in the job is because he likes targeting Republicans. Why else would they be doing this?
Right.
You're sending a, is anything I'm saying crazy? You're sending a subpoena to Stephen Miller? Boris Epstein? For what? Eastman? For questioning an election and a pandemic with mass mail-in voting where evidence is everywhere of mis and malfeasance? Are you freaking kidding me? This is, we're in Cuba now. We got freaking Maduro in the White House. We got Christopher Wray, jackbooted thug running the FBI. There should be mass resignations. This is disgusting. This clip's a little longer than a minute, but this is worth your time. My good friend Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch says all the time that the power of the left is that they understand the process is the punishment, folks. Now, Christopher Wray, I mean, just the most disgusting leader of the FBI we've ever had, a man with no principles at all, an embarrassment. I'm telling you, I fully expect his guys to knock on my door. I'm not being dramatic. Nobody in this house would even be remotely surprised. I'm a supporter of Donald Trump. Makes me a target immediately. Tom Fitton always says the process is the punishment. Christopher Wray, the FBI, the DOJ, and Joe Biden understand that. They understand by issuing these subpoenas and demanding these people come forward and talk for speaking out against an election that had tons of open questions, that you will have to get an attorney, that you'll have to travel up to D.C. if you're subpoenaed. It costs a lot of money. Ladies and gentlemen, not everyone has a radio contract and a TV contract and the luxury of throwing $200,000-$300,000 out there for a lawyer. Just ask Mike Flynn. The left knows this. The torture is the process. The issuance of the subpoena is the punishment. Listen to Tucker explain this last night. Ladies and gentlemen, the First Amendment is gone. Hunter Biden is somehow magically not escaped all prosecution whatsoever by the same FBI, despite smoking crack and doing deals with nuclear-powered enemies, bringing in his dad. And yet Boris Epstein and Steve Miller, advisors to Donald Trump and Steve Bannon, find themselves under investigation every day. It's just amazing. Here's Tucker. He explains it. Check this out.
It shocks the conscience of everyone who sees it. But the number of people who see it is very small because it is not covered by any media. And it's not just happening to Amy Krimmer. This show has obtained a subpoena from Merrick Garland's DOJ issued in the past week. And what it demands is both unlawful and without precedent in American history. The subpoena claims to be investigating, quote, any claim that the vice president and or president of the Senate had the authority to reject or choose not to count presidential electors. Now, keep in mind that any claim you make as an American citizen about electors, any claim you make about American politics, period, is protected explicitly under the First Amendment. That's our core freedom. It's why we live here. It's why we're proud to be Americans. It's why so many American servicemen died protecting our country. Those are the freedoms that they fought to preserve. That's why nobody prosecuted leading Democrats in 2016 when they sought to reject electors for Donald Trump. Right. It's why none of those people, including Kamala Harris, is now in jail. But right now, according to the subpoena that we have obtained, Merrick Garland's DOJ is demanding all communication from the following people on this topic. And let's be clear before we read their names that it is not clear what the investigation is actually about. And that's the most terrifying part. What is this? On what grounds are you demanding my private communications with people? They never say. But included in this precedent-breaking sweep of political opponents of the Biden White House would be former White House advisor Bernie Kerik, who is the former police commissioner of New York City, Boris Epstein, who is the current attorney for Donald Trump. At no time in American history has it been okay to grab the personal communications of someone's lawyer, because those are privileged. Not anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a serious policing entity anymore, the FBI. It's just not. It's not. They're bouncers in the Democrat political bar. That's what they are. That's what this entity has become. Why are we dancing around this as Republicans? I don't understand. This isn't a defund the police thing or a war on police. It's a war for police. Do you understand that? The fact that the FBI and New York law enforcement officials have decided to let the city descend into chaos and you get raped, robbed, and murdered on the streets. We have a federal government not focused on Al-Qaeda or intelligence development or anything like that, but focused on Donald Trump, Donald Trump's associates, anyone associated with Donald Trump, Donald Trump's neighbor, Donald Trump's elevator man, the building Donald Trump owns, Donald Trump this. We now live in the third world. Do you understand? We live in the third world. And I'm very sorry to the gentleman who emailed me. I appreciate the email again. Deeply appreciate the email. But no, this isn't a note for optimism. You know what the note for optimism will be? In 2022, if we can take control of the House or Senate, demand, do not ask. Asking time is over. Demand from your congressmen and senators. Demand it. Email, call. I don't care what you got to do. Show up at campaign events and demand firings and resignations and hearings and removing of funds from the FBI sent to entities doing actual law enforcement. This is outrageous. The First Amendment has now disappeared. You believe the election was stolen? You believe the election wasn't stolen, but there was malfeasance? You believe the election was legitimate, but you still want to protect people's rights to speak out? It is your God-given big R right to speak out about it. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Questioning elections is your right.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.